This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Going Global in Enterprise, where we speak to promising local tech companies who are on their way to becoming regional and global players. Now, on the show today, we have MD of iServe Technology, Dr. Alan Goh. Now, iServe Group of Companies is a regional conglomerate in the business of providing bill payment, low-cost airlines ticketing, express bus ticketing, telco prepaid top-up services, and payment gateway solutions. They're also currently in the midst of creating the biggest online shopping mall at ikw.com.my. And on top of that, they're helping corporations and individuals embrace e-commerce with their total e-commerce solution. So welcome to the show, Dato. Before we begin, maybe you can give us a little background on iServe and what the business basically sets out to do. It's very diverse.
All right. Thanks, Frida, for inviting me to come to this talk show, I think. iServe was formed in 2001. That was 17 years ago. When we was it was first started, we started as a smart card company. We went into smart card business because it was a trend then. Remember way back 20 years ago.
I do.
My card was the thing. So we were lucky to have the API to read my card. So we thought that is the business at that particular moment. And I think we made some money from my card. But we are aware of competition and we move very fast. To go into self-service DIY kiosks. Mm. And using the kiosk, the DIY kiosk, we help global company like Kodak and Nokia worldwide to develop their DIY photo printing kiosks and also the games, you know, mobile game sales kiosks for Nokia. So these are the things that we did. And we were mindful of competition again. So we continue to innovate. So we ask ourselves, what else can we do with the DIY kiosk? So we saw an airline, a low-cost airline, that was doing very, very well then. Their queue, I think, was like 2 hours, you know, if you want to buy a ticket. So we approached the owner, I think, many times until one fine day, I think, we got a letter from him to say, come for a meeting. And that's how we got into this e-ticketing business. And again, from there, we do not stop. We went on to do e-payment and payment gateway. And after payment gateway, we think that we should have another license, which is e-wallet or e-money license. So we have got those two licenses from Bank Negara. Mm-hmm. And today we are preparing ourselves to go to this e-money and payment gateway business in a big time.
Right. And of course, the business has evolved from the early days of serving Kodak and Nokia to what it is, right? What is the thinking, though? You know, when you say you've got to innovate, you've got to stay ahead, right? What is the thinking that goes on with the company, with the team at iServe?
Okay. I think to stay in a business and to stay profitable, what we need to do is we need to keep thinking ahead of the technology as well, technology advancements as well as competition. So we did just that. Basically, we look around, we look at the world and say what is coming next. And we invest our money in the next, technology, upcoming technology. We were ahead of other players in terms of kiosks. We were ahead of many people in terms of mobile apps, mobile applications. I think we were quite ahead of others in the e-money as well. Mm. I think for business to survive in the long run, we have to look at product life cycle, business life cycle, and we have to continue to innovate, keep pushing ourselves, and also to go to other markets as well.
Right. And yourself, what was your background before you started iServe?
Okay, accountancy.
Ah!
I was a head of finance of a media company. Mm-hmm. And I learned a lot about media marketing from that company. But I thought then, you know, equipped with marketing knowledge and financial management knowledge, probably what I need to learn is about sales. Mm. So I came out, I left in haste, and I think I paid the company 2 months' salary in advance, and I started the technology company. Those days, I think it was the dot-com boom.
Yes.
So I said that we must go into this technology business. And I think we saw the valuation for technology companies were crazy. And today, I think it is still very crazy.
Yeah. When in a dip, and then after that, it's sort of getting a...
Yeah, it came back again, you see. Today, if you're talking about valuation, market cap of those technology companies in China, you will get a shock. They are talking about billions and tens of billions and hundreds of billions USD. So that really attracted us, you know, to do something about technology.
Right. And your business is very much B2B, right?
Yeah, we are going into B2C now.
Mm-hmm.
We are learning how to do the B2C business.
With a payment
yes,
gateway.
Yes.
Now, when you decided to, obviously at every stage of your business as you evolve, you are looking at addressing customer pain points, right? With your current venture into payments and all that, what is the pain point you're trying to resolve with your solution?
I think in terms of business, the pain point is always on the funding side. Funding is always a pain for all the technology companies. I'll give you an example. Many years ago, I went around to look for funding. I went to Malaysian private equity firms or VCs, and they gave us so little of money, and they wanted all this benchmark and all those stuff. So I decided to go away from Malaysia. So we went to China, we went to Hong Kong, Taiwan, South Korea to raise funds. And we managed to raise big funds from those countries. And today, you know, I think we are quite all right in terms of funding. And we can easily do our Series B and C, you know, fully taken up, that sort of thing. So I think the pain point in the business for technology company is always funding in Malaysia.
Okay, so that's been the pain point for you guys.
Yeah.
And when you look at, you know, 17 years, the last 17 years to have evolved and changed in the last 17 years, what have been some of the, apart from funding, what have been some of the challenges or stories you can share? I'm sure there have been moments where like, oh.
Oh, okay. I think it's the two financial downturns. 1997, 98, yeah. And 2008. We were doing very well with Kodak, but Kodak was badly hit by the financial downturn in the States. And we found ourselves suddenly not being able to get the contract executed by Kodak in 2008. And that was a big blow. But what we did was we quickly think, what else can we do with the existing technology that we have? So we move on to look for another big player, and we managed to overcome that problem. So I think today our products are mostly FMCG, fast-moving consumer product, that is more, we call it more... what is the word like? We are not affected by downturn and economic downturn, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
As an entrepreneur, what has been one of the biggest lessons for you, or you know, a nightmare? And it was the lesson that you would also, I guess, impart to other entrepreneurs.
In what sense?
Just, you know, like having gone through challenges and all that, what is the attitude, what is the mentality as an entrepreneur you should have?
Okay, never say die. I always have a big dream and, you know, don't let any setback pull you back. Mm-hmm. Always continue to strive, to work hard for whatever that you want to achieve.
Right.
Yeah, so I think we have to have that kind of attitude in order to succeed.
Okay, there's always a way.
Yeah.
All right? Even when it comes to funding and all sort of things, so there are other ways of overcoming this and all that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think what we need to do is to mix around, to go out and listen, ask, listen and learn. There are many good things out there. There are many funds or PE firms and all those stuff out there. It is a matter of whether we go out and find out ourselves or we stay put and not moving from where we are. So
always keep moving.
Keep moving, keep asking, keep looking out for opportunities. At times, go to MDAG, talk to the GAIN people. They will give you more insights on funding, on business ventures.
Right.
I think MDEC has done a good job on that.
We'll talk about your relationship with MDEC after this. I'm here with Dr. Alan Goh from the iServe Group of Companies. Stay tuned to Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Bringing fresh meaning. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Going Global in Enterprise. I'm Frida Liu, and this is where we speak to promising local tech companies who are on their way to becoming regional and global players, if they're not already. I'm here with Dr. Alan Goh from iServe Group of Companies. So, you know, you talked about how you're working with MDEC on their great game program. And one of the things that I know with the game program, they help companies in terms of visibility, market access, money and mentorship, right? So why have you partnered with GAIN on the GAIN program?
I think they are able to connect us to the global big technology companies. I think we participated in one of the programs where we send our technical people to United States to learn. And they managed to bring back all those new ideas and implement in our software software development and so on. Besides that, I think they are also doing that mentorship.
Mm-hmm.
They are kind of like asking the guru of the industry to teach us, the greenhorns, what to do, you know, if we encounter any problems, you know, how do we overcome it. So I think these are the good things they have done. And I have been in the industry for quite a while. Yeah. And
so you're not a greenhorn?
Yeah, quite green. And I think they have done a very good job, especially recently, with all the tied-up with all this big technology company from China and from America. I think that has helped our local industry, technology industry a lot.
So in that sense, it saved you time. You're able to get, I guess you were saying some people to the US, you're also able to gain new knowledge?
Yeah, knowledge, business opportunity. Hmm. Yeah, know-how.
Yeah. And your business now is across how many countries?
Four countries, mm-hmm. But we are trying to expand. But before we expand further, we need to make sure that we are doing well in our own home turf,
mm-hmm.
Because to have a system established before we expand or go out from Malaysia, that's crucial.
Right.
And the other thing, of course, when we want to go to the overseas market, we must know the regulatory requirements of a country. We must know the culture of the consumer. And there are many things to consider. And I think most importantly is we have to do well in our own country first before we go beyond.
So these four countries are Malaysia,
Indonesia, Thailand, Singapore.
Right. And what's it like, you know, when you talk about these different countries, doing business in these different countries? What were similarities? What were differences? What were some great learning points?
They have different kind of a consumer. And I think every country is unique. We call it the tuition fee. You have to go and you have to pay a lot of tuition fees in order to learn. You have to take some time. You have to talk to people from all walks of life in order to know their mindset, the way they think and what they want.
Mm.
I think we are dealing with consumer. We need to know the consumer behavior of a specific country. I think that is very crucial. On top of that, I think we encounter some unique problems with probably the government, the way they work.
In these different countries?
Yeah, in these different countries. And you just need to learn how to overcome those obstacles.
Right. And I guess working with MDEC, that simplifies it. I mean, in terms of their business partners and their connections in these countries as well.
Oh, yes. I think they have vast connection in those countries.
Mm.
And whenever we have a problem, we always look up for MDEC, getting them to help us, maybe talking to the government or talking to those companies that we are working together with.
So you're in these four countries and obviously you have teams in these four countries as well. What's it like managing a global team?
I think it's not easy. You need to have a good system of reporting. You need to have a good system of managing the business. I think more importantly is to have a good team of people who understand our philosophy of business, who understand our objective, and to have, I think, very talented people to work for us in those countries. I think these are crucial in order to succeed in those countries. Mm.
Has it been easy finding the right talent?
It is never that easy. We have to do trial and error. You have to employ someone, give them 6 months, a year, you know, to try. If they are not good enough, we fire and then we hire again. These are all the pains that we have to go through.
In running a business, I'm sure. And in terms of your ISA's focus and plans moving forward, what would they be?
I think it is pretty much AI, artificial intelligence. I think this is the trend that China and US are focusing on. And I think we shouldn't miss that. And I think AI is a very, very powerful tool moving forward. So I think we mustn't miss that opportunity.
Right. You've already made investments in that area.
Yeah, we have made quite a bit of investment in that. But we have problem in getting the expertise, i.e. the programmers on in this particular aspect. So what we did was we went abroad. We went to overseas, you know, trying to look for the best talents and bring them here. And I think with the help of MDEC, we are able to get these knowledge workers easily into Malaysia. So I think on that we have to compliment again.
All right. Thanks for being with us. I've been speaking to Managing Director of iServe, Dr. Alan Goh. And for more information on the MDEC GAIN program, head on over to their website, which is mdec.my/gain. And Going Global is brought to you by the MDEC GAIN program, Building Global Tech Champions. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.